God.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
And why would I give up when history shows it's always darkest before the dawn? That freedom ends up prevailing time and time again when good men and women take action. We've come from 95% of people 20 years ago not knowing the Federal Reserve was private. To a national polls now, over 95% want it audited or want it abolished. Most Americans know that the globalists created ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Most Americans know that there's a private corporate world government, that globalism's a tyrannical system. We've come from being laughed at now to having a president in the White House, and other populist free marketeers are getting elected across the globe, and the enemy's fighting back, but we're not giving in. We're not giving up. We just got started. So this is the great animating contest of liberty. It is Sunday, the 17th day of September, 2017. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, re-aired on stations across the country. I've been up here for 4 hours, and I was up all last night, basically. Went to bed at about 10 o'clock at night, got up at 2 in the morning, and did research right through until I took a nap at about 10 a.m. this morning, because the quickening is accelerating. The news is all so important. How could you turn away from it? I mean, I'm bouncing my baby daughter on my knee while I watch video clips and read news as it breaks with reporters live on the ground, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. Wow. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Great arrangement of news here. We're going to cover it all when we come back, and I'm going to try to be as focused as I can. So thanks for putting up with me. There is obviously times that try folks' souls, ladies and gentlemen, and we are definitely in those right now. Look at this stack of news. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Haley, North Korea will be destroyed, close quote, if the U.S. has to defend itself. But the full statement she made are even more chilling. We're going to get into all that. North Korea secretly building a nuclear submarine. I'm really worried about them having disasters like their test site caving in and these idiots that can't even build a car being given nuclear reactors by the globalist. I mean, that's like giving a dirty commie a nuclear reactor. British Prime Minister Trump has done good for Europe, but can be a challenge. Yes, being politically correct. Donald Trump calls Kim Jong-un the rocket man. Shot a new missile over Japan. Meanwhile, London, soldiers drafted an extra armed police on the streets. May's declared martial law for the first time. But she's going to leave the borders open to Muslims to pour in. But then have police with machine guns on every corner so they can respond after another jihadi stabs somebody, shoots somebody, runs over somebody, throws acid in somebody's face, and then the BBC can have special cosmetic shows on how to deal with an acid attack, because they're having like a couple hundred a month now. And they always yell, Allah Akbar. So we've got that report. Also, Venezuela has fully collapsed and has now added a cherry on top, saying that they're going to dump the dollar, so that's now happened. Dumping the petrodollar. And then a big report I'm going to get into. This is up on Infowars.com. High-ranking CIA agent blows the whistle on deep state shadow government. He's working with William Benny. This is one of the highest-level CIA whistleblowers on the criminal deep state. And now it's controlled by the private shadow government ever. Hillary Clinton did a book signing in a toilet paper aisle. I'm not kidding. We've got the exclusive video from Laura Loomer. Not just the footage she put out live, but other footage. That's coming up in the second hour. Then the big news. Trump will pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. He's come out and said, be clear. People are lying and saying I'm not pulling out. I have pulled out. And he said, I'm not going to go along with the DREAM Act. That's another hoax as well. So that's coming up straight ahead. And GOP congressman proposes pardon deal for Julian Assange. That's just some of what's coming up.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer is not destroying ourselves. The answer is working together for a better future. The answer is space colonization. The answer is not just knowing the secrets of the atom, but knowing the secrets of biology and using that technology to direct in an open, free way the true destiny of our species. We have now entered the crossroads, the great fulcrum. You can feel it. You can see it. All the energy, all the focus of our ancestors and their will to survive despite our current decadence and weakness. Their strength is the wind that fills our sails, and we will succeed. All right, let's get right into the news. We've got huge North Korea news, martial law news in England, more Islamic attacks, more acid attacks, more stabbings, more bombings to where they just hope we give in. And they stop reporting on it, as the Islamist mayor of London has said. Just get used to it and submit. High-level CIA agent blows the whistle on deep state shadow government. He breaks down the architecture of it from the inside, exactly as I told you the architecture has been established. One time I was driving around in Westlake and saw the top of a building open up and SAM missiles pop up and then go back in, and I later talked to one of my sources, and they said, yeah, that's a special operations base. He gets into all this, though. It's just crazy. Don't need to have any secret documents to see SAM missiles coming out of the top of a house. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. We're going to get into all of it today. Trump says he will not pull out of the Paris climate deal. He's not doing the DACA deal. We've got all of that information here for you. Chaos in St. Louis. Protesters stormed the mayor's house, burn U.S. flags, and are joined by masked gunmen in violent clashes over white cop being cleared of murder for shooting dead black suspect. You know, I wish some of the young folks and some of the people brainwashed by MTV and Soros would look at the statistics. You got 3,000-plus black people being shot, over 2,000 of them dying, and 95-plus percent of them were shot by black folks in Chicago alone. How many people you got shot by cops every year that are black? It's about 230 on average. Let's say all of them were unjustified shootings. Is the issue the tens of thousands of blacks killing each other every year, or the couple hundred cops killing black folks? I mean, I'm just doing numbers here. 51% of blacks are aborted. Don't hear anything out of the liberal blacks about that. Millions of black people get killed in their mama's tummy. We know they were innocent. Why no discussion of that? Because it's all about media hype. That's coming up as Soros tries to foment a race war in this country. Meanwhile, we've got flashbacks. Bernie said Medicare for all would bankrupt the U.S. like Venezuela or Cuba. It would, but now he's all for it. We're going to juxtapose those for you. Hillary had a big book signing in Connecticut in the toilet paper aisle. We're going to have that exclusive HD video for you coming up with Laura Loomer, who shot it. She did her live feed, but we have the HD video she shot. She gave it to us. She's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. We also have just a bunch of other really, really, really big news. Scientists have edited human embryos to, quote, safely remove disease for the first time. You mean remove genetics that showed you were predisposed to, say, have lung cancer if you smoke cigarettes, see? But by removing that, what else are they removing? And again, they're backdooring the people. The many scientists agree these aren't really humans. These are humanoids. And they're making it where the environment's so toxic we can't have children. But don't worry, you can go to the scientist and they'll make something that looks and acts like a human for you. But just like your cell phone or just like your smart TV, it's got a lot of backdoors. Got a lot of little Trojan horses in it. So that's coming up as well. And GOP congressman proposes pardon deal for Julian Assange. I'll say this. There's no evidence of Russian collusion. We know WikiLeaks got info from U.S. folks and others. Everything WikiLeaks exposed about Hillary, thank God they deserve a medal. So if Trump doesn't pardon Assange, then Trump ought to call for his own indictment. Because WikiLeaks was part of the trifecta of individuals and groups that got Trump in. InfoWars, the American people waking up, taking action, the WikiLeaks, Benghazi, all of that is what defeated that arrogant, entitled witch. So, Trump's good on almost every other subject, but it's hypocritical when he talks about WikiLeaks, very evil, very bad what they did. What? If WikiLeaks has got the documents and WikiLeaks has got our emails, release it. Great job, WikiLeaks. You know, I like the president. He's a great guy. He's under globalist attack, but he's really wrong on that. Maybe we should put together his clips on WikiLeaks, praising it and then saying they're criminal. I mean, I'm not trying to score points here against the president, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I don't like seeing people that stick their necks out to try to restore this republic being backstabbed. I mean, somebody literally puts you over the top and you try to flush them down the toilet. Now I know the word is that's rhetorical for cover. And the president is looking at a pardon or ways to do this. But then that allows all the leaks they're using to destroy him, the criminal leaks. So then it's kind of a balancing act, isn't it? So I get where El Presidente's coming from. So I can say I see why he's doing what he's doing, but I can also see how it's not the right thing to do. That's what we do here. We don't just pick a political topic that we think sounds the best and makes the most people happy, but then not deliver on it. We go with what's right. Because compromising with what's right is what's turned us from the greatest, strongest, most focused, able, inventive, creative, tough, amazing, loving, dynamic nation in the world to turning us into a paradox where we still have that in us and it still shines now and then. But we've also plumbed the depths. We've hit the heights, boy. We've gone to the depths. And let me tell you about the depths. The deep state, run by the shadow government, had the decision to have the strategy of tension and strategic patience and all this other baloney to give North Korea nuclear fissile material and delivery systems, just like the same deep state gave the Chi-Coms and just like they gave it to the Russians. The Russians were able when it came to missile technology and rocket technology, but not to atomic weapons and H-bombs. The globalists gave that to them. That's part of the public record. And so now, why on earth would we be critical of our president when North Korea is threatening to nuke South Korea, Seoul, and Tokyo, Japan, and running around foaming at the mouth, and shot another missile over Japan, and is engaged in all this bizarre behavior? Why on earth would we sit here now and put up with this? And look, I don't want war. But they're the ones threatening preemptively to strike. So Nikki Haley has her issues. I've got her full transcript here where she says, in a diplomatic process when North Korea doesn't work, she said, we'd be perfectly happy to send this over to Secretary Mattis since he has plenty of military options. You don't say you're happy to go to the military option. But she's accurate when she says, if we hit North Korea, they'll be totally destroyed because you can't let them, if you just pinprick them, knock out their ICBMs, they're going to respond with conventional weapons against Japan and against Korea, and you're into a major war. You've got to decapitate them fully if you decide to strike them, and I've been saying that for years. So I agree with what she's saying there, but she's getting briefed on that. Let's go to a clip of her on CNN today talking about totally destroying North Korea. Here it is.
Wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
Well, by saying General Mattis will take care of it, you're talking about the Pentagon and you're talking about a military option. Is that what fire and fury meant?
You have to ask the president what fire and fury meant, but I think we all know that basically, if North Korea keeps on with this reckless behavior, if the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way, North Korea will be destroyed.
That's right. It's the only option.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Up until the 1960s, the CIA generally overthrew dictators. After that, they installed them. And they work for private corporate special interest. The CIA is the National Security Act, 1947. It's the dominant group. It's plugged into all the other 16 agencies. And if you want to know what the CIA wants, just turn on Hollywood. Just turn on MTV. Mothers and fathers are bad. Christians are bad. Radical Muslims are good. Gun owners are bad. Private property's bad. Freedom's bad. America's bad. Hollywood does exactly what the deep state, what the FBI and CIA tell them to do. Now, by the way, some of the most awake people out there are in the CIA and the FBI because they go out and recruit the best and brightest because they want to control them. But it's the people at the top of those agencies that are establishing world government. And coming up, stories up on Infowars.com with an hour plus video. I was talking to William Benny 6 months ago about this guy and how he's going to go public soon, and I'm glad to see it's now happened. Kevin Shipp, high-level CIA, exposing the entire operation. We're getting into that coming up. And how the shadow government controls the deep state. And if you want to know their aims, just look at what they did. Cancer viruses and vaccines, sterilants and vaccines, vaccine protection so they can do it and get away with it. All of it. But they go out and get the best and brightest to compartmentalize them, to control them. They go get the best with the best grades, the best, you know, the guy that's a valedictorian and the star quarterback. They want that guy. They can compartmentalize him and put him where they want him to make sure he never ends up threatening their operations. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all CIA. He gets into that. But I don't need to read the transcript of his speech. Everything he said was already public knowledge. You know why? He didn't tell you anything secret in his speech or he'd get arrested or killed. He played the whole game. He told you everything that's public, but that no one's paying attention to. It's a fact that in 1997, Google was founded by the CIA and DARPA. It's a fact Facebook is a CIA front. It's a fact Twitter is. It's a fact CNN is. It's a fact. People say, well, are you? InfoWars is true and organic and proven. And that's why we're so successful. These groups are there to scoop up anything that's organic. And it's not worked. Instead, we're scooping up the country with the information, the truth about globalism. Decompartmentalizing the information. And our biggest audience is in the deep state. There's a civil wars in the deep state. The shadow government, it's blocking Trump. It's in control. It's run by foreign multinationals. It's run by the Saudis, the corrupt Vatican that's anti-Catholic. It's run by the globalists. But their days are numbered. If you want to know the players. The truth is the globalists had to command their operations. So everything they do is public. It's all in textbooks. How they put 1.3 parts per million hydrofluorosilicic acid into lower fertility and brain damage you. How they put cancer viruses in, but at a level that only triggers 20, 30 years later. How they run the whole operation to break up the family. How they're doing it's all in white papers because they've got to communicate. They hide it in plain view. They've always got an excuse for the shadow government. Oh, we're going to put SAM missile bases in every city in case someone hijacks jets again. When they've got remote control already in all the jets before 9/11. Oh, and then once they put in a shadow substation, then you can remove who builds it originally and torture people or run drugs or make kiddie porn or whatever it is the people on top want to do. The good guys build it. The Satanists run it. Well, guess what? I'm the creature out of Texas, and I've come to destroy you. You can destroy me and only make me more powerful. I don't even actually want that to happen, but quite frankly, I'm not worried about it. Because I'm committed to not even bringing you down, just getting you out of the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. you can get out of the way and have a future, but you won't. No, you're going to be destroyed. I can see that. So I'm not going to cry about it. Something needs to happen. And it will. All the sociopaths and arrogant people in your system are like balls and chains. They'll bring you down. The hubris of your queen, Hillary, shows us your weakness and the cancer you are. By cancer, the Soviet program was all done by the globalists, the deep state, the robber barons, even before they got the National Security Act. Communist China, declassified, put in charge, 1949, by the CIA, greatest mass murders in history. Everything they've done is about social engineering and total control, that once they get total control, then the communism will finally work. But instead, all you've created is abominations. And now we have Nikki Haley, a good governor, you could say, but when she's up there, I've got her quotes here. Haley said the threats were not empty, and a diplomatic process with North Korea doesn't work. She will, quote, be perfectly happy to send this over to Defense Secretary Mattis. The sycophantic way she acts like that guy is God and he's got a magic wand, and you know, just the power tripping just smells of failure. Just the arrogance always goes before a fall. He has plenty of military options. Why don't you say you would not be happy to have to send it over to Mattis for military options? No. You said you'd be perfectly happy. That's not good, lady, okay? And she goes on, but I agree with her getting the part about if we have to hit North Korea, you've got to vaporize it all. Sorry, DMZ, all military bases, all the leadership centers, because they are an armed camp. They're going to cause a huge protracted war that we're going to lose hundreds of thousands of troops in, and that the globalists might want to suck us into. But Trump doesn't want to wait for that to happen a few years down the road, as the globalists were planning. He wants to fix it and end it now, because he knows North Korea was the planned detonator down the road for America's defeat. That's not going to happen. Just to have Haley as the instrument of this with her little screw up, but we all screw up. She says she would be perfectly happy, this is a quote, to send this over to Defense Secretary Mattis, since he has plenty of military options. Oh, plenty? No. Total destruction is the only option, lady. Quote, it was not an empty threat. What we're doing is being responsible. Where North Korea is being irresponsible and reckless, we're being responsible by trying to use every diplomatic possibility that we could possibly do. We're pretty much exhausted all the things we can do at the Security Council at this point. So when we come back, we'll play her again saying, quote, North Korea will be destroyed if we have to hit them. Well, you have to. But we're not happy to turn that over to Mattis, like Mattis, because he has, you know, the name Mad Dog. He'll magically fix it all with China and Russia involved. You see, we're not dealing with North Korea. It's a gambit. It's a pawn in the larger stratagem. Patriots worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Battling the cult of the entitled state, whether it be the Clintons or Kim Jong-un and his degenerate family history. A bunch of entitled trash. Bunch of narcissistic, psychopathic filth that will fall and will not take America and the world with them. All right, I've got to just blitz through tons of news. So I want to open the phones up in the second hour. And Laura Loomer, who confronted Hillary Clinton again, had the Secret Service go after her. Hillary was in a toilet paper aisle. Who would not think of the optics of that? It's all coming up in the second hour. We have a lot of HD footage Loomer sent us that she didn't stream out live, that nobody's seen. Rob Dew came in, put it together in an HD report. We're going to premiere the start of the next hour. It is all coming up at Infowars.com/show. Because remember, if you're a radio listener, you can also watch Infowars.com/show. Remember, folks, we're the most hated, most demonized media in the United States and also in Europe to a great extent because we've got our finger on the pulse. The mainstream media reads off teleprompters. They get talking points from the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and from the State Department. And they're all just a bunch of pseudo-intellectuals that try to look credible. They don't know that if North Korea strikes South Korea or Japan, there's a total commitment to plan to hit them with about 150 tactical nuclear weapons. So that's the only plan there is. I mean, you've got to kill all those armies. We go back to 1953 when MacArthur wanted to drop atomic bombs on 3 million Chinese troops coming across the Yalu River. And the average trendy, even a CNN host, they don't know all that. They just go, conspiracy theorist, kook, weirdo, he believes there's Martian bases. Never said that because they're not historians. They didn't work 6 hours today before I went on air. 4 hours here before I went on air. Researching. They just go, oh, Alex Jones is a kook. It doesn't matter. Our audience is bigger than many of your networks combined, and you hate it. And despite all your censorship, it's failing because you're so discredited while you try to censor us but build a straw man up of who we are. Enough of your audience is smart enough to go, they're attacking this guy constantly. We ought to actually hear what he's really doing. I don't want to get up here and attack Nikki Haley, but she says stuff routinely that just isn't right. Like, we'll be happy to run out of diplomatic options and just give this to the Secretary of Defense to have a military option. You don't talk like that. Because if we've got to drop or detonate or fire by artillery hundreds of tactical weapons to take out the million-man army they got on the border and the 100,000 pieces of artillery, we don't want to be saying we were happy about that, not just for optics, but for mojo. You don't want to have to do this. You want the moral high ground. And you certainly don't want to have to go to nuclear war because the globalists gave North Korea nuclear weapons and thought they'd blackmail the United States into surrender to communist China through their set piece down the road. We're breaking with globalist policy. That's why Trump's real. But we're not happy about the hole that Hillary and Bill Clinton put us in when they gave those systems to North Korea. It's not something we go, I'll have to report you to the principal. I'm more than happy to send you to the principal to get licks. This isn't sending some student to the principal to get licks. We're not happy North Korea's run by a nutcase. We're not happy he's got nuclear weapons. We're not happy he's got ICBMs. We're not happy to go to the military option. But if we do, total commitment, up front, preemptive strike, destroy the country. And that isn't acting tough like all you wannabe tough guys that don't do the research, that don't put the hours in. I'm sick of it, and I'm angry about it. I have 4 children. If China and North Korea and Russia think that the United States is going to back off from this, they're idiots. But if people out there that think, oh, we're just dealing with North Korea, they're idiots too. We're dealing with Russia, and we're dealing with China. That's what this is about, and it's about breaking that deal that Harry Truman made way back then to sell us out to the UN. And this Frankenstein, this North Korea. Here's Nikki Haley on the Communist News Network.
Wanted to be responsible and go through all diplomatic means to get their attention first. If that doesn't work, General Mattis will take care of it.
Well, by saying General Mattis will take care of it, you're talking about the Pentagon and you're talking about a military option.
Is that
what Fire and Fury meant?
You have to ask the president what Fire and Fury meant, but I think we all know that basically if North Korea keeps on with this reckless behavior, if the United States has to defend itself or defend its allies in any way, North Korea will be destroyed.
Yeah, that's what Fire and Fury, because Bash keeps asking, what's that mean? What's that mean? It's like, I'm going to knock your lights out. What's that mean? I'm going to knock you upside the head. The media will spin that I'm threatening to punch Dana Bash. That's not what I'm saying. Saying, I'm going to knock your lights out means I'm going to knock you upside the head. I'm going to knock you out. Fire and Fury means nuclear weapons. And they've moved them into place people are asking me, how did you know? Were you given classified info? How did you know months ago that it'd be tactical nukes in the DMZ and taking out, you know, their main cities and everything? Because you have to. They're an armed camp of brainwashed psychopaths that the minute you do anything or respond, all hell's going to break loose. So things are very, very serious, and we have to be very, very focused right now, obviously, on what's happening. Now, another clip I want to play of the Prime Minister of England talking about the situation and what's been unfolding with the terror attacks. But everyone's ignoring. Europe lets in, the UN refugee program now says, 10 million people the last 5 years, 80-plus percent are military-age men. And then you wonder why there's terror attacks. You wonder why there's acid attacks every hour or so, why there's stabbings, why they run over people, why there's bombings, why, and then they go, oh, don't worry, we'll spy on everybody and take your rights and ban any criticism of Islam because that might be stirring them up. No, they kill each other in their own countries. They're not compatible in a civilization. If they're Islamists that are heretics and want to live in a free country, then I'm all about bring them here. My issue isn't their brown skin. My issue is the ideology of their pink brain. It's rotten. So here's May, who's declared martial law with troops on the street. It's like leaving your front door open and then sending guards to stand over your children and act like they, you know, they're the criminals. They've let in the Islamic threat to then bring in a police state. And I used to think it was just for a police state. No, we're not politically involved as Christians. The Muslims have got all this money. They bought the governments off. This is their long-term 1,000-plus-year program. Hell, ask folks in Turkey. Used to be Constantinople. Look at the beautiful mosque the Muslims built. It's the blue church. It's the same old war, folks. It's who they are. They know who they are. They have an identity. We don't. The globalists took it from us before they tried to conquer us, and they're using Islam as their weapon to do it. Here is the Prime Minister.
Terrorism Analysis Center, that's the independent organization which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is that a further attack may be imminent. Following JTAC's decision, the police have asked authorization from the Secretary of State for Defense to enact part of the first phase of Operation Tempora. This is a well-established plan to provide military support to the police. And for this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets providing extra protection.
All right, so disarm the public. Bring in a bunch of Islamists, let them kill you, totally protect them, and then put troops on the street, and then double the amount of people being arrested for criticizing Islam. We get your plan. And she's being criticized for not wanting more open borders to unvetted Muslims, just like Trump is. She's not as good as Trump, but she's a little bit better than what they had. But again, they put a weak Tory in to get the leftist in very, very soon. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, open phones in the second hour. Reporter Laura Loomer joining us. She confronted Hillary for the second time in a week. She's asking her questions about Benghazi. You know, her book's called What Happened? What happened to you trying to steal the election? What happened to you faking the polls? What happened to you getting the questions, the debates beforehand? What happened to all those witnesses to Mena, Arkansas, drug dealing, getting killed? You know, just what happened to all of it? What happened with Anthony Weiner? What happened with the missile secrets and fissile material for nuclear weapons in North Korea? Why are you such a traitor? She goes there and Hillary is in the toilet paper aisle at Costco. We've got all that exclusive footage coming up when she joins us in the second segment of the next hour. And then it is your phone calls, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. The Sunday number, the last 8, 9 years I've done this show, is our own number. We produce it all right out of the house. during the week. I'm still with GCN, and they have their little phone system up there. That's a different number, but ours is 877-789-ALEX gets you on the air. So new reports out, jihadists preparing train derailments and food poisoning in Europe, RT, the Associated Press, and others report. And what ISIS says they're going to do, they're going to do, after Obama and Hillary and all them gave them all those weapons and gave them oil fields and gave them all that support. I mean, that's a fact. They did that. That's not fantasy. So more attacks coming, but don't worry. We'll just bring more Muslims in and visit mosque and have Islam appreciation in all the schools. That'll make the Muslims stop killing us. It never did before. They just take over already half the planet, but it's all right. They just throw gays off buildings and cut women's genitals off, but J.K. Rowling still loves them. But we have Operation Temperer to temper the terror attack. Some troops wandering around, which are really for the British people. Not that the troops themselves are bad, but it's all martial law training. Heart-stopping moment. Armed cop storm suspect of the Pearson's Green bomb. That's the bomb that went off Friday. As neighbors claim, first man arrested is a refugee who came to the UK at age 15 and was praised by the Queen for bringing in Muslims. That's right, he was brought in at 15, he's now 19, and is the main suspect, blowing up 22 people, burning their skin off, bombing little kids, begging for mommy as they were blinded by the explosion. And that's just their fault for cultural enrichment. So there you go. I'm surprised it was an Islamicist. I mean, imagine my shock. Imagine my shock that another communist country has staged elections. Imagine my shock that they don't have power most of the day, don't have running water. Once the second richest country in the Americas. There was a time 100 years ago when year to year it was, depending on GDP and average income, median middle class income. Trump has the highest middle class income ever recorded in the U.S. In the last 10 years, the first time it's been up, that came out last week, but he's the bad guy. Free market doesn't work. It's why everybody wants to get to America, get to Europe. Not that we're perfect, but a small semblance of free market. Venezuela, Argentina, and the United States used to be in competition every year to the 50s on who had the biggest middle class and where was the best boom town. But they let socialism in. They let communism in. They left collective. They told the middle class, hey, you're rich, you know, higher taxes, more regulations. And guess what? Their countries are gone. Venezuela has officially abandoned the dollar. After the U.S. calls Venezuela vote a sham, says will not accept result. They've had martial law. They've had people being arrested that try to even run for office. I mean, it's totally staged. 3-4 years ago, they'd already eaten all their family pets, the zoo animals. They are beyond Argentinian now. The old saying, rich is an Argentine. You don't say that anymore. That's Reuters. De-dollarization strikes. Venezuela stops accepting dollar for oil payments. Oil-rich Venezuela stops accepting dollars. That's, again, out of Bloomberg. And then CNN asked the question. The tragic impact of a country's collapse. Venezuela's dreams are dying. Why did Venezuela collapse? Never do they say communism, socialism. No, no. It was wonderful. It was all so good. They worshiped the government, and they took the middle class's businesses and reassigned people to run them. And suddenly, everybody was just running around in uniforms telling you how powerful they were. And everybody was a secret agent of the state. Everyone was so sexy, like in our country now. And it collapsed. Venezuela, how a rich country collapsed. How a rich country. Well, it was rich, resource, culture-wise. And then they got socialism, which they were all wearing red and hammers and sickles. They said 20 years ago, oh, we're not really communist. Of course, they were. And now CNN said, how did they collapse? Venezuela holds the world's largest supply of crude oil. What once seemed like an endless gusher of cash. Now the government's running out of money. Prices are soaring and nobody knows how much worse it'll get. Well, it'll get as bad as communism ever does. Venezuelan election illegitimate, a step towards dictatorship, says the U.S. How dare Trump criticize another heaven like North Korea? let's just thank God that Venezuela doesn't have nuclear weapons, right? Of course, they couldn't produce those because they're communists. They'd have to be given them. Because communism is always about little politicos meeting and having coups against each other and having putches and purges and overthrows. Because it's all about who's in charge, just like Muslim countries, not about who produces the best mousetrap, the best watch, the best computer, the best power lines, the best systems, the best food, the best culture, the best architecture, the best everything that openness gives you. But see, openness is scary because some people do so well, it makes others feel bad. And then the elite parasites, it's never poor people that push for communism. It's always the big offshore mega banks that are tax exempt. They go, hey, big multinational corporations that aren't globalists or big companies that are free market. The public's mad at you. They see what you have and they see you're white. And they see you're racist or they see you're Christian and you're whatever. You need to give to them and share power, but we'll run it and let us divide up all the money. And then we'll share it with the public and we'll build them up under globalism to enter the hierarchy. And you're like, but free market always does that. That's the, well, just let us do this and we won't kill you. We won't have a race riot. And so the average rich Westerner says, yeah, okay, I'll fund you. Just, okay, I'm in a social signal. Even if you don't, they'll get to your rich wife. I'm not bashing women, but that's just how it works. You're a big company owner, they're going to get to your rich wife at all these tea parties and all these cocktail parties and everything about how your husband's not giving to the children and you just, you know, you're a powerful woman. You're going to show him, aren't you? You're going to give to, you know, to charity, right? And that's how civilization fell. On average. Because, man, I talk to these big billionaires. I talk to them all. And they're like, listen, my wife's going to divorce me if I go against this program with the UN. And I go, yeah, but the program sterilizes people and is doing it. I know, but it's just the whole social circle's in it. They know how to use peer pressure. Just like they say, you're a racist if you aren't for open borders, or you're a racist if you aren't for high taxes, or you're a racist if you don't bring unvetted military-age men from the Middle East. It's because they'll beat you over the head. And the average person that started some factory or invented some computer program or whatever, be he a man or woman, they just want to be loved. And so they're like, I'll do whatever you say. I'll get on board with all this. Just leave me alone. And so we're now completely overrun and about to collapse. And the globalists don't even know what to do with what they've done. It's just, it's a disaster. And we're dynamiting the West. It's a horrible situation. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls, come back with Hillary Clinton, exclusive footage. Because Loomer shot some live footage, but she gave us the HD footage that's coming up of Hillary doing a book signing in a toilet paper aisle. The visuals are amazing. And then the Secret Service tried to ban her from being there, but she got through. And people protesting outside. It's powerful. It's all coming up. Then the CIA whistleblower. Will there be a pardon for Assange? Bernie is contradicting himself. It's all coming up. But first, briefly, we've got some big specials that will end in the next few days. They've got to end. 50% off on super high quality storable food. Amazon doubled prices during the hurricane. I cut it 50%. That's got to end on high quality storable food. Always great to have that. 50% off all the fluoride free coil, silver, iodine, empowered toothpaste, mouthwashes, and more. All Super Blue products at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. Emrex Essentials, 25% off. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 25% off on all the high-quality toiletries, shampoo, bug spray, you name it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. And those specials are all ending in 24 hours. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. If you're receiving this transmission, you're awake, you're involved, you're engaged, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Your calls are coming up. Laura Loomer and more. I haven't even gotten into Trump fulfilling his promise on killing carbon taxes, killing DACA. He says that's all a hoax, as I told you. It's all made up. But first, powerful report. Idiots react to London Underground terror attack by Paul Joseph Watson.
Another month, another Islamic terror attack in a major European city. And who's to blame this time? Oh! It's me. J.K. Rowling retweeted this satirical fake news story about a young man in front of a map ranting about Islamic terrorism. Who could that possibly be? She's so easy to trigger. I didn't even try and trigger her today. And she still got triggered. He was shouted at by his off-screen mother for not putting his Rice Krispies bowl in the dishwasher. It's actually crunchy nut cornflakes. London is lost! Yeah, if I thought that, why would I live here? Where do you live, JK? Oh yeah, that's right, in a gated mansion in the middle of nowhere. Far away from all the brown people. Racist. Now, about those 18 spare bedrooms, yeah, I still don't see any refugees. So aside from me, what else was the left outraged about even as the terrorist was still on the loose? Donald Trump's tweets. The Prime Minister, while the terrorist still hadn't been caught, was lecturing Trump about his tweets. I mean, get over it already.
It was clear before that Donald Trump relies on Islamophobia to gain support for his policies, but this morning's London tweets confirm that.
22 injured, total panic, terrorist still on the run. Yeah, but that Trump tweet was really offensive.
My apologies to the people of London for our embarrassment in the Oval Office hijacking this tragedy for his hateful agenda.
Yeah, he's the leader of the free world responding to a terror attack in the country of a major ally. The only one hijacking it to push their agenda is you. Hijacking terror to advance political agendas is bad, says man hijacking terror to advance his own hysterical anti-Trump political agenda. Surely they wouldn't be triggered by Trump calling the terrorist a loser. Right? Wrong.
Nobody likes you or your Islamophobia.
Wait, Trump didn't mention anything about Islam in that tweet. Why are you implying that it's got anything to do with Islam? You're the Islamophobe. Listen, if you're more outraged about Trump's tweets than the actual terror attack, you're part of the problem. But aside from addressing the real outrage, Donald Trump's tweets, the left didn't forget to remind people about the real concern in the immediate aftermath of a terror attack while the terrorist is still on the loose, which is Muslims hurt feelings.
For those in London, stay safe. Equally as important, don't let hatred win. I know how easily Islamophobia can spread.
Yeah, equally as important as terrorists maiming people on trains at rush hour is mean words on Twitter. Don't forget that.
That's the type of comment that gives birth to Islamophobia, racism and hate crime.
Jeez, must have been pretty bad. What was the comment? Jihad on the London Underground? Right, so asking if it was an Islamic terror attack, which it was, is now a hate crime. That's where we're at. Okay. And don't you dare say mean things about Sadiq Khan. That's really disgusting. Oh, look, it's Mr. Part and Parcel GQ Man of the Year back to spout the same meaningless platitudes as last time and the time before that. And the time before that. And the left floats the same narrative every single time. Oh, if you want to stop terrorists blowing people up, if you want anything to change, you're a right-wing snowflake. Why are you so scared, pussy? Then the slightest whiff of a right-wing hate crime, and they all piss their pants thinking Hitler's gonna return. Yeah, it's easy to say you're not afraid when you're not the pregnant woman being trampled in the rush to escape the bomb, isn't it? Keep calm and carry on. Unless someone says a mean word on public transport, in which case, as Brendan O'Neill points out, we are invited to panic about hatred that is unproven while keeping quiet about a hatred that is real and deadly. People chase after fantasy hate crimes while saying next to nothing about Islamist hate crimes that have killed 34 people in 6 months. Terror has become so normalized in London that much of the population reacts to it with a collective shrug of the shoulders. Does the left and the political class really think it's all gonna go away if they just keep blaming us, the people trying to point out the frigging problem? This is really appropriate, isn't it? A bomb in a bag for life. A lifetime of excuses, a lifetime of cowardice, a lifetime of submission.
But it's anti-Christian, so they love it. They hate their father.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines, like 15 people on the line. We're going to go to everybody right at the start of the bottom of the hour. So about 25 minutes away, we're going right to you on a host of issues. We've also got flashback. Bernie Sanders said Medicaid for all would bankrupt the U.S. Now he supports it. GOP congressman proposes pardon deal for Julian Assange. That's Dana Rohrabacher, who's a great guy. Anthony Weiner blames the girl he sexted for wanting to affect the election. That's like Hillary blaming everybody for but herself for losing the election. Trump says he will pull out of the Paris climate deal and that it's a lie that he's not going to and that he will not sign on to the Dream Act as it's been pushed, so that that's a hoax as well. And we've got a clip from Gorka, who's talked to Trump recently, to say that as well. That's all coming up. But we have Laura Loomer, a great independent investigative journalist. She also works for the Rebel Media, who's just been going out as a journalist talking to Hillary and going and buying her book and trying to ask her a question, which media ought to do. But an upside-down world, the media waits outside, praises her, calls the regular crowds going into Costco her crowd, and just basically worships her because they're not real media. That's why they don't have viewers and listeners, because they're not doing what Laura's done. Her videos last week had more than 5 million views, I saw, just without even looking. Her current one she shot, this just happened yesterday, this has over 1 million views so far. So see, Laura's a real journalist. She's wearing her Hillary for prison shirt from Infowars.com. She ran into big crowds of folks out there protesting. But first, here's the boil down report. Some of this never before seen. She streamed it live, but this is the HD she gave us, of Hillary literally in the toilet paper aisle and the Secret Service trying to stop her free speech. Here it is.
Hillary for prison!
Hey, guys. How old are you?
14.
14-year-old. You guys don't like Hillary Clinton?
No.
Hillary's not.
Hillary for prison!
She's a liar.
You really got to ask yourself, who's thinking about the optics for Hillary Clinton? We've got footage and photos we're about to show you that the intrepid reporter Laura Loomer shot yesterday in Connecticut, where Hillary Clinton did her book signing and meet and greet in a toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, I didn't get to see her, did you?
No.
What's the deal with all this toilet paper? I mean, she's right behind the toilet paper curtain.
Oh.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Hillary supporter?
Huh?
Are you a Hillary supporter?
Oh, I'm not
either. You guys, look, they placed Hillary Clinton right next to the toilet paper.
Ah, that's awesome.
It's almost like they're trying to tell us something about her new book. So I just think it's really funny. Like, she's next to toilet paper and white supremacist milk.
The white milk.
That's
terrible.
So Loomer shows up hours before to get in line and documents the fact that there were crowds of patriots out there saying, lock her up and Hillary for prison. We'll get to that later. Then she tries to get in, and the police and Secret Service tell her, sorry, you're on a list that Hillary gave us of people not allowed to get in. Well, Loomer says, I'm peaceful. I'm a reporter. I'm a member of Costco. Why are you trying to stop me? Last week, I asked Hillary questions. I bought her book. Other people can ask her questions. It's not illegal to go to a public event and ask somebody tough questions. So after making her wait about 30 minutes, they had to admit that she was right and indeed was allowed in to the event. So a victory for free speech, but why are we having to even fight for free speech?
The book signing?
That is here today, correct.
Great. So where do I go? I'm a Costco member.
Watch your back. We'll go all the way around. What name?
What?
What's your name?
Why does it matter?
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura? Okay, yeah, you can't be here.
I'm not allowed to be here?
No, you're not.
You were told I'm not allowed to be here? By who? Secret Service or?
Yep.
Wow. It's the Secret Service that I'm not allowed to be at Costco.
If you have any issues with that, we can get someone here to talk to you about it.
I'm interested, like, why am I not allowed to be here? What's the reasoning for Secret Service?
We were told you weren't supposed to be here. So if you want to talk to somebody that gives those decisions out, I'm more than happy to get somebody out to talk to you.
Yeah, can you actually have someone come out to tell me why?
Wait.
At this point, I mean, we would like to push all the decision-making onto the local authorities. What's your plan? Did you buy a book?
Oh, well, I'm a Costco member. I bought a book the other day, and then they took my book from me, and they wouldn't let me have it. But I just, you know, I'm here to, express my First Amendment rights and ask Hillary Clinton a couple questions about what happens.
Hey, so we looked into it, and the general manager doesn't have a problem with you being here.
Okay.
And the Secret Service doesn't have a problem with you being here. If you have a ticket, you can get in line, and you're not going to be disruptive. You're okay.
I mean, the big question everybody's asking is, including big Hillary donors, is why doesn't this lady just go the hell away? But again, there's a public list of where her book signings are across the United States, and I would suggest everyone go out and peacefully ask her, what happened at Benghazi? What happened with the emails? What happened to all those folks that got Arkansas-ed?
Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened with Newsweek and the cover, Madam President, Hillary Clinton? What happened?
Are you a Costco member?
Not anymore.
So you canceled your membership because
of
this?
Yes, we did.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, and almost forgot. It turns out Hillary is going to be in Austin November 17th. And you can believe we're going to have our crew down there trying to ask her serious questions. Who knows? I might even try to go ask her a question. It's still okay in a free country, right? So the info warriors are everywhere. Laura Loomer's going to ride shotgun with us in this segment and the next, and while we take phone calls, as well as she's wearing her Hillary for Prison shirts, which that's a collector's edition. We don't sell that one out. We have another newer version, Hillary for Prison 2017. But why go out and confront Hillary? Because the mainstream media won't, and her and Podesta still have a deep state trying to unseat Trump. So Laura Loomer, Laura Loomer at Twitter, great job as usual.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. So you were there. What else do we not see that's on the tape?
Well, there were a lot of women protesting, actually. I mean, the media likes to tell you that Westchester housewives and women living in Westchester and that the youth of America aren't conservative, that they're not Donald Trump supporters. But I saw probably about 10 Westchester housewives just out there waving Trump flags, wearing their Hillary for Prison t-shirts. There was actually a woman who's a working professional in New York who has a house in Connecticut, who wore her Hillary for Prison shirt as well as her Clinton orange jumpsuit costume that she bought for Halloween. So, you know, the most enthusiastic protesters were middle-aged housewives and children, people who can't vote yet, but they're going to be able to vote in 2020.
Well, Hillary really is this arrogant criminal that's already gotten away with so much. I mean, if people want to stop the globalist agenda, Soros and CNN are saying go out, attack people, be Antifa, do all this. All we're saying is go out to these events, go out and ask her real questions, videotape it like Laura did, put it online, millions will watch it, and that triggers more people to not just take action, you know, online, but physically to do it in the information war.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's very simple, right? I mean, all you have to do is show up with a cell phone or a sign or, you know, a Hillary for Prison t-shirt and get footage. I mean, it's incredible what you can get, you know, just on your cell phone. It can go viral. I mean, I filmed that video in Barnes & Noble with my cell phone and my Periscope account on Twitter the other day. And like you said, it has millions of views and even the mainstream media picked it up. So, you know, there's just a lot that people can do. And I really encourage people to look at the list I posted online that contains the dates of her tour and to go to the events and ask Hillary what happened, right? If you don't know how to do this or you're
scared.
Yeah,
because the name of her book is What Happened. It's at Laura Loomer. They're on Twitter. We've posted at Infowars.com because she's pushing globalism. She's trying to overthrow Trump. She's trying to stop our election. She admittedly has moved in next to the White House. She's orchestrating this. Then we should go out and ask her, hey, what did happen with this? What did happen? They want to bully us through political correctness and say we're all white supremacists and all this made up crap. Let's go out and ask her about calling black people predators. Let's go ask her about supporting the Nazi collaborator, George Soros, right? Let's get in her face through legal and lawful systems. Let's let this bully know she's not going to bully us, Laura.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, if you don't feel like you have the courage or the time or the ability to go out and confront Hillary Clinton yourself, then you can protest economically. I mean, look, a lot of conservatives shop at Costco. Why is Costco, you know, allowing for a criminal?
Well, you know, the CEO is a total Obama globalist. I mean, he's the worst.
Yeah, but regardless, conservatives shop at Costco. It's a store that sells items in bulk for families, right? Who are the people that are family-oriented in this country? It's conservatives. It's definitely
And so we should start using our weight. Exactly. This is economic warfare. They want to bankrupt us. They want to kick us off Google, kick us off Amazon. You know, we need to start letting them know, hey, we have buying power. We're not going to just roll over. We're going to study who you are and keep our money away from you if you're anti-free speech. We'll be right back.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, Laura Loomer, great activist, great journalist, is our guest riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We're about to go to some of your phone calls. She's been going around like journalists should and asking Hillary about Benghazi, about the 33,000 emails, about the Awan brothers, about all this stuff. I'm going to ask her in a moment, what else would she ask? But we're also going to go to your phone calls from JK in Washington and Mike in Calgary, Canada, and many others that are patiently holding. But first off, before I get to this really good news about Trump, because if Trump's good, I'm going to talk about it. If he's bad, I'm going to talk about it. But it's good news. He says, I never said we're going to just do this Dreamer thing. I just executively killed it. That's a hoax. And he said, I'm not getting rid of my move away from carbon taxes. I'm not going to go along with the Paris climate deal. I already told you I'm not doing it. That's not true. But that creates the new question. Why are his adjuncts, why are his spokespersons out there saying that then? So that's a whole nother enchilada. But Trump so far has done pretty much everything he said he would do, or he's trying to do it. So I kind of got beaten up the last few days. People saying, why are you going along with him for DACA? Why are you suddenly supporting Trump being a traitor? Why aren't you burning your MAGA hat? So I burned the hat for fun and said, it's just a hat, but Trump hasn't betrayed us yet. Plus, he's not God. He can't get it all done. But you know a man by his enemies, and that's the globalist. And I'm not criticizing people that, you know, did stunts burning the hats. That's your right to do it. But Laura Loomer, I want to ask you how you woke up and what got you involved. But first, what do you make of all these controversies? Do you think Trump's selling us out?
I wouldn't say he's necessarily selling us out, but I do, you know, I do kind of wonder why he's schmoozing with Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. And I miss the more aggressive Trump, the Trump that just really didn't care about what he said to people or, you know, offending people on the other side of the aisle. But, you know, maybe I personally have a theory that Trump is no longer tweeting for himself. I mean, when I look at the tweets that Donald Trump is putting out, like those tweets he posted the other day about DACA and, oh, do we really want to send people back who are serving in our military and people who are here illegally, who have jobs and have been here their whole life? Like, yeah, actually we do. I mean, America first, right? I mean, they're taking jobs from young Americans. Like,
well, the point is there's this entitlement. We're more open than anybody else in the world. You come here, have your baby. The baby's paid for, taken care of. We're collapsing. Then they brainwash the immigrants to hate America. I get your issue. And you're right. The Twitter looks like it's not him now. They've gotten rid of all the people that actually got him into office. He's surrounded now. And so it's almost like, hey, don't worry. There's already been a soft coup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is tweeting for himself. I mean, he did tweet a funny gift today, swinging a golf bat,
At Hillary.
But I mean, I don't know. I just, when I see those tweets and I see the language that's being used, it just doesn't sound like Trump is tweeting. And there's all of these rumors going around that, like, you know, they're censoring him, they're drugging him. And, you know, who knows if it's really true, if they're giving him sedatives and if they're...
Well, I've talked to high level New York Times, Washington Post writers and people that have given us good intel before. And they say it's happening. And so, look, he is surrounded. All I'm saying is I don't believe it when Nancy Pelosi says he's going to support DACA. I don't believe it till I actually hear him do it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. And, you know, I have sources as well. And I've heard from people close to people inside the White House who have also told me that it's not true. So, I mean, I don't believe what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are saying.
Exactly. I'm saying we should trust but verify and kind of wait and see what happens. But here are the headlines. Trump will pull out of Paris climate change agreement, says White House, as it denies claim that he is considering staying in. So that's a Daily Mail article. Here it is. Gorka, Trump will be getting rid of people soon because he's not well served. Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, says that he is not planning to get out of his claim to block DACA and that it's all basically lies. So I certainly hope that's the truth. What do you think?
I agree. I think that we wait until we hear it from Trump because, look, the quickest way to make people turn on the president is by upsetting the base and making the base feel betrayed.
Sure. So I'm not going to believe Pelosi or Schumer or CNN when they say Trump's betraying the base. I'm going to watch and see what happens.
Because I think they understand that and they're using it as a tool to disrupt Trump's base so that people don't support him any longer. But, you know, I think that people should just wait until Trump says it himself. Because I don't trust Nancy Pelosi. You shouldn't trust Nancy Pelosi. And I sure as hell don't trust Chuck Schumer. So you definitely shouldn't trust Chuck Schumer.
I agree with you. We're going to go to some phone calls here in a moment. But even Floyd Mayweather, the video is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Floyd Mayweather Jr. defends Trump, slams leftist and ungrateful immigrants, and goes on to say Trump was given all these awards by black groups. He was loved before. No one ever said he was a racist before. And now he's basically bringing the country back, the economy back. Mayweather just says it's a stunt to attack Trump and manipulate people.
Yeah, no, I loved seeing what Mayweather had to say the other day, right? Because he's an athlete and, you know, a lot of people like to criticize him because he's, you know, an African-American male and they make jokes about him not being educated. But he seems to be a lot more educated and a lot more reasonable and intelligent about the state of America and the state of our president than any other celebrity or...
Well, you know what's educated? Doing your own thing and being successful. If you go get 5 degrees and are successful, great, but most people aren't. The point is success is the real mark of success.
Right, and education doesn't mean anything. And I think that in the field of journalism, you know, I've been able to show that. I mean, look, you see a lot of these people who spend hundreds of thousands of dollars attending, you know, upper echelon Ivy League journalism schools, and they haven't done anything impactful. But all it takes is one person with a cell phone, like during the election, the gentleman who filmed Hillary Clinton getting pushed in to a van while she was having her episode, and that changed the election. And from what I understand, that...
Well,
that
she was picked up like a side of beef. But exactly. It seems like the people that have the degrees are worthless, because they're just waiting around being told what to do.
Exactly. So
it's like, no, it's like getting a degree is like having a degree and being embalmed or like a corpse or something.
Yeah, I always tell people when they say, oh, how did you get involved in journalism? Should I start, you know, journalism school? Should I major in journalism? It's like, I mean, it might help, but I don't think college is worth anybody's money. I mean,
you go to journalism school. It's mainly a bunch of leftist brainwashing. I started out 22 years ago on Access TV. I was syndicated 2 years later because I was covering real topics, covering real news. The public resonated. What matters is that free market of ideas. Laura, we're going to go to break in a minute and come back and take calls from Mike in Calgary, JR, JK, Jeremy, Joshua, Aaron, Karen, Nathaniel, Chris, Matthew, everybody. But briefly, in 1 minute, how did you wake up? What got you politically involved?
Well, really, it was when I was in college and my university invited an imam who chanted Allahu Akbar at a 9/11 memorial service at my university. And I was just like, wow, this is insane. Like, Islam is taking over. Islam is infiltrating the universities. It's brainwashing people. And it's made its way into our own 9/11 ceremonies. And from that moment on, I was just determined. And then I got involved with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas.
Come back and talk about your awakening. But how dare you? You don't want to have your genitals cut off. You don't want to wear a hood. You want to be able to drive a car. You're not a very good feminist like Linda Sorcerer. I can't believe, I want to apologize to the audience that we've got just a horrible, horrible person here with us, Ms. Loomer, who doesn't want to submit to Islam. It's the ultimate form of feminism. I want to apologize to Linda Sorcerer right now. We're going to come back and ask her, how does she come up with this? How dare her? Imagine my surprise.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up here in about a minute or two. Imagine my surprise when I learned the guy they SWAT team raided, reportedly for the bombing in London, that burned up a woman and some kids and 22 people in critical condition, was an Islamicist who'd come as a refugee. But forget the Islamicist. Why are the leftists doing this? They're not just appeasing it. They don't want to just virtue signal. They like muscling Christians. What did Christians ever do to liberals? It's some weird existential domination. So, Laura, talking about your awakening, seeing this imam get up at a memorial and say, Allah Akbar, because it's all about pissing on people. It's all about the act of dominance. And it's always these weird losers, the left, the Islamicists, all of them. They're all on welfare. None of them get up till noon. I mean, it's literally a bunch of lazy scum who hate the West and want to destroy it. I mean, that's my perspective. What do you think's really going on here at the bottom of the barrel?
Well, look, I think that people just don't want to admit that, you know, we are at war with Islam, right? I mean, look, after 9/11 happened, President Bush said that we weren't at war with Islam, but over time, that has been proven to be false because, look, it's not Judaism that's attacking us. It's not Judaism that's chopping people's heads off and making videos about it. It's not Christianity. It's Islam, right? And when people call it radical Islam, they need to understand that calling it radical or moderate Islam doesn't do any good for anybody because it's just Islam. in the Quran, it encourages Muslims to chop off the heads and the fingers of infidels. And an infidel is anybody who doesn't practice Islam. So, you know, I don't like using the word radical Islam because I...
No, you're right. It's Orthodox Islam. People doing this are doing what Muhammad said.
Right. It's what the Quran preaches. There's not a different Quran, right? There's no interpretation. It's not how you decide to interpret Islam in the Quran. It is word for word, you know, barbaric doctrine that encourages the killing of everybody who doesn't want to submit to Allah.
You're being close-minded about throwing gays off buildings and cutting women's genitals off, which is the standard Islam. But seriously, how has the left then positioned themselves? Because every time there's a new terror attack, we get attacked, you get attacked. I mean, J.K. Rowling defends it.
Yeah, look, they're in bed with Islam. And we see that in the way that not only in which they defend these Islamists who commit horrible acts of terrorism, but they're also adopting their tactics. Look at Antifa, for example. Antifa is literally like white ISIS. They dress up in black. They cover their faces. They carry flags.
Around and attack people with signs that say peace. They hit you saying, peace, peace, like Mars Attacks. Don't run. We are your friends. I'm going to kill you. This is peace.
And if you disagree with them, they'll try to kill you. I mean, we've seen it. They stabbed some girl in the neck the other day. They slashed
Laura,
my friend open.
This isn't stabbing. Love you. liberal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, like they're doing exactly what ISIS does. Yet, you know, we see that they're still... you know, they surround. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton, for example, right? She thought that she was going to.
Antifa is not violent, Loomers. We're loving. What's wrong with you? I'm not stabbing you.
Her right hand woman, Huma Abedin, is literally Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, her family has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization. And this woman was.
And her mother writes books about sexual mutilation.
I mean, from what I've read, her father is associated with a terrorist publication that published Al-Qaeda writings. So, look, I mean, these are people who are sympathetic to Islam.
They used our open society to come in and take over.
Exactly. I mean, it's not even a Trojan horse anymore. They're not even trying to hide. They're just here and they're being welcomed with open arms.
And they're hiding the numbers. I thought it was 5 million Islamists were brought into Europe the last 5 years. It's 10 million, the UN says. And now everywhere I go, it's like burqas all over Austin. It's like I'm in Baghdad or something. And it's just like, I don't care that they're brown skinned. It's that they're anti-freedom and their women are wearing hoods over their heads. And they point at my daughters and wonder why they're not wearing hoods. And it's very upsetting. We're going to go to Mike in Calgary, JK in Washington. A bunch of people. We're going to you right now with Laura Loomer. So, Mike in Calgary, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good day to you both. I like Laura's work with the Twitter. It's just amazing.
She does a great job.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyway, I had a really bad feeling the last couple of weeks. And then when you came on the air Monday saying about how Trump was slurring his words, that's pretty it's pretty frightening.
I don't make stuff up. I've got that from three sources.
There's a quickening happening right now, and I see only three ways to bring down the deep state at this point. And Cernovich has said it, and it might be happening, and that is to extradite and give safe passage to Assange. Number two, extradite Kim.com. He had a tweet May 20th of this year, says that he knew Seth Rich was involved in the information given to WikiLeaks from the DNC.
He's begging Trump to give him a deal and bring him. He'll talk about it. And I know he was talking to him from sources. And I agree with Rohrabacher, Congressman. We need to have a pardon for Assange. Trump needs to decriminalize marijuana. Major political move. Doesn't mean you legalize it. You decriminalize it. That way you know it's not poisoned or something. I absolutely agree with you.
Well, with those two people's testimony, that will get rid of the special counsel. Boom, Mueller goes away.
No, I totally agree. Excellent point. Thank you, Mike. Loomer, you want to comment on that?
The third one, though.
Go ahead. Third one.
Me?
Yeah,
third one is Snowden. Extradite Snowden. He has intricate knowledge of the whole system and can help.
Well, the president knows now. He's the president. But thank you. Thank you, Mike. We got to move quick. We won't get to everybody. JK in Washington, D.C., you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, JK. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to charge within 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. And he says, you've got the army. and it's time to train the InfoWarriors, and I know how to train them. You said you can't centralize things with information, but they're already centralized and decentralized it the right way. You said it's not just spectators. Well, that's information literacy and action literacy. You said there's more info and disinfo now. The person who started information literacy in 1974 already dealt with that, all the disinfo. It's a big subject, you said, and yes, it is, but I've been studying it for over 17 years at the quantum level with a quantum information physicist. You said you can't teach it, but I can. I've been teaching it. InfoWars is a weapon system that is underused.
Everybody calls me and tells me that, and I agree with you. Give us your name, your number.
But I know how to do it. I already did that.
I know. We can't do it now before we go to break. I'll call you, put it together in a video, and tell me how you're going to do it, JK. We'll put JK there. Let's go ahead now. Take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in California. Aaron in California, you're on the air with Laura Loomer. Go ahead.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
Long time. Yeah. I was wondering, how come no one gets to ask you the tough questions, like the Alex Jones critic? How come you won't sit there and be asked the tough questions by somebody in the alternative media like this young lady?
I mean, I'm here. I just took your phone call. Aaron, you're on the air. Ask the tough question.
No, no. Not on your system. Not on your system with the power to censor, because you will. But in an open forum.
Well, that's a false statement. I mean, we didn't screen your call. You're on air. We're live right now.
Okay, I'd like to ask you a question. All right. Let me ask you a question, please. Is the ethnicity of your new wife Jewish?
No.
And when will you show the baby pictures?
Well, I mean, I'll say this. Because you make it a bad thing to be Jewish, my new wife is Jewish, and so am I. We're both Jewish, and we live in Israel half the year. There you go.
I've seen your new house, by the way.
Pardon me?
I've seen your new house on the inside. It has big vaulted ceilings, doesn't it? Turny, isn't it?
Well, sounds like we've got a troll here who just sits there and, like, obsesses on racial stuff all day long.
I broke the story that you went to Hawaii for your honeymoon. And I broke Alex Jones been divorced back in 2015.
Let's just make this clear, though. But you yourself work for Bill Hicks, right?
And you admit to coming to my website. So you know who I am and what I do.
I do not. I don't know who you are. I have no idea. But, I mean, I find it very entertaining, sir. We're just trying to get the taxes cut and get people off the families' backs and try to build a future in a country. And yes, you caught me. I am Jewish. My entire family. We're all Jewish. We're from Israel. And I'm also from Africa. I'm black. I'll be right back.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to jam as many calls as I can in right now with Laura Loomer. Then we're back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Tomorrow on the broadcast, I'm going to get into high-ranking CIA agent blows whistle on deep state shadow government. But, Laura, if you pull back here, they're trying to censor the internet. They're trying to shut down conservatives, nationalists, libertarians, traditionalists, common sense people. There's an operation going on here. And what you're doing, I just admire everybody. When Hillary goes out on these tours, should be there getting a book, asking her a question, videotaping it. It's a free country. All her minions do it. So the Secret Service tried to keep you from getting out. I loved how you still got in. So, you know, just comments on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, Hillary Clinton has put me on a list. When I showed up, I heard police officers on the radio saying, that's her. She's walking toward the front. And then you can see in the video, they confronted me and kind of, you know, approached me and asked me what my name is. I didn't even say Laura Loomer. I said Laura. And they said, you're not allowed in here.
He goes, oh, you're not allowed. Oh, you heard Laura. Oh, just.
Yep. No Laura's allowed at Costco anymore. Okay. So, look, either way, you know, what are they going to do? Ban me from Costco because, you know, I'm a member? What? That would just result in like a major lawsuit. You know, you can't prevent somebody from coming inside to your store.
And I agree. And when they start trying to censor cyberspace, don't they get it's going to force everybody like you've done into the third dimension? Don't they get that that's going to really cause them a bigger problem?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly what happened. People are outraged now. And you see all over Twitter, people are saying how they're going to cancel their Costco memberships and not renew their memberships. And, you know, that's why I really want people to confront Hillary Clinton. I'm going to be posting the schedule of her tour. I'll give it to your staff so they can post it on your website.
Is that at Laura Loomer?
Yes, at Laura Loomer. And I will post everything, and my DMs are open on Twitter. So if you have questions, I will personally reply.
Yeah, you're very responsive. I've seen you during the break. Well, I want to coordinate this with you. Maybe you can come to Austin and help us when she's there. You know, just get in and show what they're trying to do. That's amazing, Laura. Let's take a few more calls. Sorry, go ahead.
I would love to help anybody who wants to be a citizen journalist, because the mainstream media is refusing to do this. So we have to do it. We have to do what the mainstream media has refused to do, because the alternative media is the new media.
We got Chris saying Trump's being fantastic. Matthew says questions for Alex on Trump and healthcare. Nathan wants to do North Korea comments. These are all great callers. Let's go to Matthew. Says he has questions for Alex on Trump and healthcare. You're on the air. Go ahead, Matthew. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going? Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
My question was actually, I was wondering if Trump could do some sort of executive order to bring a free market system healthcare to compete with Obamacare and with Republican care.
The problem is, it's a good thing, just like on the DREAM Act or anything, or just like NAFTA and GATT, he can't get rid of it because it's a law. That's why he said on the Dreamers, hey, try to pass a law. He's just like Ron Paul said, he'll do what he can executively, if it's TPP or whatever, or if it's banning folks from radical Islamic countries with no vetting, but he won't do stuff that's not constitutional. I'm quite frankly very impressed at how he did what Ron Paul said, you know, don't use this as a dictatorship.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually saying to keep Obamacare and keep all that in, but just have an option for a free healthcare that people can join if they want.
Well, that's smart. You know, CNN spinning it. You know, Trump's letting Obamacare fail and he's really evil. He didn't pass it. So, yes, we're already repealing Obamacare, whether they pass it or not, or whether they repeal it or not, as Trump said they would. Great points, Matthew. Laura?
Yeah, no, right. I mean, look, the media is going to do everything to make it look like Obamacare is Trump's problem. But newsflash, you know, Trump wasn't the individual.
Newsflash, it's called Obamacare.
It's called Obamacare for a reason.
Yeah, good luck with that one. No, I love the fact that it's disintegrating. And it was meant to screw everybody, but everybody go along with it. Trump's going to let the Democrat. He tried to repeal it. He's so classy. He tried to repeal it. Just like he said 8 months ago, they wouldn't do it. He's like, okay, it's yours.
That's probably what the Democrats did, though. They probably knew that Obamacare was going to be a disaster. And they're like, you know, hey, we're going to have a Republican president anyway. Because
that's what they actually said. And then they want a single payer, which is what Bernie. Yeah. In fact, since we mentioned it, since you said it, Laura, you're absolutely on target. Here's Bernie Sanders said Medicaid for all would bankrupt the U.S. Now he's all for it, though. They always said, Ezekiel Emanuel said, Gruber said, once we bankrupt it, then we really screw it over with a single payer. Here it is.
One of the points that we understand that I think was reinforced when we went to Canada is that, at least as I see it, and I'm not an expert on it, but this is the way I see it. Number one, you want to guarantee that all people have access to healthcare as you do in Canada. But I think what we understand is that unless we change the funding system and the control mechanisms in this country to do that, for example, if we expanded Medicaid to everybody, right? Give everybody a Medicaid card, we would be spending such an astronomical sum of money that, you know, we would bankrupt the nation. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that and why in Canada, under their national health system, you can have access for all people, and yet per capita, it is less expensive than in the United States.
Wait a minute. Canada has horrible health care. The Canadians admit that. White people don't know what it's like to be poor, Laura. There's no poor white people. I said it. I got crazy Einstein hair. It's true, Laura.
Yeah, and maybe we want to talk about it. Yeah, like everybody has been trying to talk about this, right? We, the Republicans and Donald Trump, President Trump, we've been trying to talk about how horrendous Obamacare is, and, you know, how horrible healthcare is under Obamacare, and how just toxic it is for the American economy. But the Democrats don't want to have a discussion about this. They're really honestly set on, you know, just destroying this country economically. I don't really think they're concerned about American citizens having health care. Really, their goal is just to undermine Trump and put the failure.
Their goal is seize control of a big part of the economy and control people. And I mean, absolutely. Laura Loomer's our guest. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I was talking about Trump being fatalistic because, you know, I really do think that he is that way. But being fatalistic in terms of his cabinet members, they may not be. And that would explain why people are criticized Sessions about not going after Hillary Clinton. That's a body count squad right there. That's a hit squad. You know, you going after them people, they make you disappear. So I don't think that a lot of the people in Trump's cabinet got his same fatalistic attitude.
Chris is the smartest caller in like a month. It's true. People I know that know Trump, it's not confidence. He is so confident he doesn't care. That's why they call him mentally ill, because he doesn't care. But you're right. What do you think, Chris? Where do you think this is going?
Well, I think that it goes back to a conversation that we had a while ago, where I think it's two factions going on between the globalists, which you said they're the same people, but it is them Satanists out there that truly want to see the world burn. And then you have them other globalists as proof with the Bilderberg, where there wasn't really a lot of talk about taking Trump out. It was like, oh, let him make this money, because they want to live the lifestyle that they've been accustomed to. They don't want to see the world burn. They want their yachts.
Well, first, let me say this. I love Chris's voice. Number two, he's called a few times. Chris, give us your name and number right now, because I'm looking. I keep saying this. We've got like 10 names. The best callers, I want to give them their own show every day where you can, guys can just say whatever you want, cover whatever you want. So, Chris, I'm out of time, but give us your name and number. I want to call you, because every time you call, maybe you called 5-6 times, if memory serves, it's always gold, great knowledge. I want to get you, as a regular member of the show, to come on like 30 minutes. Whenever you want, really talk. So, folks, get Chris's name and number right now. Give us a Nico and set Chris up for like 30 minutes this week with me, because I want to get him primed for the pump to do that, because the real knowledge is with the people. Laura Loomer?
Yeah, the real knowledge is with the people. Change is with the people, which is why it's great that InfoWars provides such an excellent platform for people like Chris, right? Just average Americans who have this knowledge, who are woke, as the kids
sure,
say.
Sure, but like he said, Trump's willing to go all the way, not out of bravado, just the way he is. I'm the same way, quite frankly. It's just true. But it's almost like you're blind when you have no fear. How does he get people around him that'll do it when they're all getting threatened and attacked? And that's a good point Chris made. It's actually central. How does he get this done with a bunch of cowards around him?
I think he really just needs to get rid of these people who are not Trump loyalists. I mean, he's just surrounded by people who have these never Trumper philosophies and this never Trumper mindset. And I think that it actually was like really great when he had Scaramucci in, because Scaramucci made a few comments about like cleaning house, right? And just getting people out who weren't loyal.
And that really shook him up. Chris is there on hold. Let's get Chris on Wednesday or Thursday for 30 minutes if he'll do it. Laura Loomer, you're awesome. Great job with the Hillary stuff. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Nathan and Karen and Joshua and JK. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. Got the big CIA interview coming up with the whistleblower. Thank you, Laura. Great job.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great journalist out there. Okay, thanks for putting up with me. Great job to the crew, all the affiliates, the sponsors. Thank you for your prayers and support. I'm not perfect, but I'm not out to get you, because I know we're all connected. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. See you back soon, InfoWars.com.